Honorable members, ladies and gentlemen, a copy of the agenda was circulated, and this is the document that will be guiding us in our meeting. In terms of the agenda, we are on opening and welcome. I would like us to bow our heads and observe a moment of silence for prayer and meditation so that God can guide us. Thank you. Well, good afternoon, honorable members. I would like to also greet the staff, because without the staff we would not be in this meeting. I would like to greet all stakeholders and all guests present. You are welcome to this meeting. It is a meeting wherein both the Portfolio Committee on the Standing Committee on Appropriations and the Portfolio Committee on Health will be considering a report which is a product of a joint meeting that set on the 22nd and the 24th of March 2017. As you can hear, 22nd, 24th of March, that's quite long, and to be honest, this committee normally submits reports the second day. By way of illustration, we went to Germany and Sweden, and as we came back, we submitted the report. So it took long for us to adopt this report. But however, we now have the report in front of us. So let's look at it and at least find a way of adopting it so that it can be tabled to the House. I wish to thank each and every honorable member for the unwavering support and dedication in ensuring that we had successful hearings from the departments of health from the 9 provinces. As honorable members would know, the vision of the NDP is a health system that works for everyone, comprising an appropriate balance between preventative health promotion and curative services that are affordable and accessible to all. So, indeed, in our engagement, we were able in 3 days to meet, engage with those, with the departments from the provinces. But also, we had the National Department of Health that also gave us a background, an overall report. And then we also had FFC, we had also the Office of the Auditor General. So our engagement was really enriched by the presentations from these stakeholders. And in terms of the arrangement of the meeting, we then agreed that the teams between the two committees, for instance, the content advisor from the Portfolio Committee on Health and the content advisor from the Standing Committee on Appropriations, but also the researchers, they were the ones who captured key issues that came from that vigorous and robust engagement between ourselves and the departments, the provincial departments. What then happened is, at the end of our engagement, indeed, the two teams produced a report. It was actually, it's almost like a draft report on key issues that came from the engagements. And this is the report I'm talking about. They then ran through this report with all of us sitting here, and we all agreed that the report was representative, or let me put it this way, it was reflecting or a true reflection of what came out of the robust engagement. We then requested the two teams to go ahead and compile now a report, a full report that will have to be considered by this committee. Now that report, a report that came as a product of the two teams, was circulated in March. Now, because we could not find time, I know we were ready, but we could not find, because we had to sit together and adopt the report, sitting together with this committee. So we did not adopt the report. Now, today we have been given an opportunity to go through the report. So the approach that I will use, because remember it's a report of the Appropriations Committee, but we worked together with the Health Committee. I will go through that report. As we go through the report, I'll go through the report page by page, and members who were there in that meeting are allowed to correct. So I'll use that as a base document, because it came as a product of the two committees working together. If I'm wrong, they must tell me. Tsepo, the first draft, it's a product that came from your work with health?
Yes.
Okay. So we will then use this as a base document, but go page by page. Please, those that were in the meeting, feel free to raise issues that you think were omitted, and or issues that need to be added, or issues that need to be taken out of the report, so that at the end we then have a report that we all agree upon and adopt it, so that it can then at least give us space in the appropriation, in the Standing Committee on Appropriation. We've got a lot of work to do. This one was just standing on our way, but I'm happy we have this opportunity then. Okay, having outlined the method of work, I see the chairperson, the co-chair, has her hand up.
No, thank you, Chair. I would have thought that it's important that we reflect that as health, we had three members, new members, who were not part of that process. One is Honorable James has resigned, Wilmot James, and he was then replaced by Honorable Kopane. Then we've got two new members, Honorable Nkonzo and Honorable Adams. So I would have thought that it's important, so that people understand. Otherwise, we circulated the report to them also, just for them to be familiar. But in terms of the previous processes, they were not part of at the time.
Okay.
I thought that's
all right. Thank you very much. It's a very important point that is raising. But I want us to pass the apologies. And thereafter, we then get on to introductions. And then I would also want to see the members who were present in the 3 days engagement, robust engagement with, because these are the members who can then add inputs or subtract inputs from the report. All right, any apologies? All right, we're still coming to introductions, right?
Apologies.
Yeah. We're now on apologies, yes.
Honourable McLaughlin is sick, so he apologises.
Good afternoon, Chairperson, co-chairpersons and honourable members. I've received three apologies. The first one was from Mr. McLaughlin. The second one is from Mr. Sheikh Imam. He's not. I think he's busy in another committee meetings. And then the third one is from Ms. Natasha Ntlangwini. She's attending the Portfolio Committee on Trade and Industry. Thank you, Chair.
Good afternoon, members. I've received an apology from Mr. Mahlalela, who's out of the country, Mr. Mapanga, who's attending PC on agriculture, and Mr. Imam Sheikh, who's attending another meeting. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I see Honorable Member Snukwanyane.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. I just would like to record an apology that I would like to leave by 10 past 4. I had hoped that you would finish because it's scheduled for 2 to 4, but I need to go to the airport. I'm going to the hospital too.
I'll try my best, and it depends on you. See, your engagement. If we get straight and to the point, this meeting should not take long. But thank you very much, and thanks for your understanding that we moved from the other room to be this side. I'm sure by now we will be done, but thank you once more. Shall we then do the introductions, because we have new members? I think it's only fair that these new members also should know who is sitting here, because there's a potential of us meeting and working together again on maybe another topic as the two committees. My name is Pinky Yvonne Posa. I'm the chairperson of the Standing Committee on Appropriations.
I'm Linda Rodinjo. I'm the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Health.
Thank you. And then can we come this side?
I'm Brandon Topham. I'm a new member to Appropriations.
Thank you very much. And you are welcome.
Good afternoon. My name is Patricia Kopani, a member of the Portfolio Committee of Health. I'm new in the committee. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think we need to also welcome you. You must know that new brooms sweep clean. So we're happy to have new people who can inject new thinking into our work. That side, madam?
Good afternoon. Dr. Susan Tembekwayo, member of the Committee on Health. Thank you.
Dr. Tembekwayo, thank you very much. And then this side?
Lungiswa James, member of the Health Committee on Health.
Chair, I'm Mulelo Ngonzo, member of the Committee on Health. Okay, I'm new in the committee.
You're also welcome.
Thank you.
I'm Rachel Adams, new member on the Health Committee.
Thank you so much. You are welcome, ma'am. You can see
that's myself, member of a committee at the Bophelo mo Parliament.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Good afternoon. My name is Ndaba Gwabaza, whip of the committee, Standing Committee on Appropriations.
Thank you, member. Mr. Gwabaza.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Doreen Senokanyane, a member of the Appropriations Committee and ex-Health Committee.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Member
Senokanyane. Thank you, Chair. My name is Sheila Shope Sitwale, member of the Standing Committee on Appropriations.
Thank you, Honorable Member Shope Sitwale. I don't know if you want us to.
Thank you so much, co-chairpersons. Good afternoon, committee members. Good afternoon to everyone in the room. My name is Tepo Masoyo, Corner Advisor to the Standing Committee on Appropriation. Thank you.
Thank you. Next. Perani Jomo, the researcher for the Appropriations Committee. Thank you.
Afternoon, members. I'm a visitor, but I'm the parliamentary liaison officer for the Law Society of South Africa. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. We are happy
to have you here. Next.
Afternoon, members. I'm Pumlani Diamond from PMG.
Good afternoon, honorable members. Name is Nandile Hali, Committee Secretary, Standing Committee on Appropriations.
Afternoon, members. Asanda Luaca, ANC researcher.
Thank you.
Afternoon, members. It's Musa Zamisa, a researcher for the Standing Committee on Appropriations. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Zubair Rahim, a researcher for the Health Committee.
Afternoon, members and colleagues. My name is Vyogas Machalamba, the Committee Secretary for Health.
Now that we know who is in this house, I'm going to invite you to feel free. Let's make this meeting our meeting and give it our best shot, because the type of a report that we want to table to the house, it's a report that even our great-grandchildren, when they come across it, they should be proud of us, of the work that we have done during our time. So thank you very much. We will now proceed with the report. Now, the report that I have here is a report that has got about 7 pages. The very, very first report, the base report. We will be working on that, from that report, sorry. On page 1, honorable members, are there any corrections to be made? If you want, we can go paragraph by paragraph, but I'll be guided by you. Or I just say page 1 and wait for your intervention. It has got 7 pages.
Yes.
Yes. Honorable member, Topem?
Small grammatical thing. Bullet point number 5 is a bracket before the end.
Okay.
Thank you.
I see. The way it says infrastructure budget expenditure, and then there's a bracket, am I right? And then challenges and opportunities for improvements, and there's no closing bracket. All right. Where do we put the closing brackets? Improvements. I think it's, yes, and then improvements. After the improvements, then we put the closing bracket. Are we in agreement? Agreed. Thank you. Any other correction or addition? Thank you very much. Shall we move to page 2 of the report? So that we move faster. Paragraph 2.1. Anything on paragraph 2.1? Honorable members, Nukwanyane?
Just on the first paragraph, the 2.1, just on the last line, it should be a long and healthy life.
Long and healthy life. Shall we effect that change? Are we in agreement? Agreed. Yes, thank you. Paragraph 2.2. Honorable Member Topem.
Sorry, in the middle there, furthermore, allocations for emergency medical services, EMS, are often the lowest across all provinces. I would suggest that they often is not needed, are the lowest.
Okay.
I presume that's
are we in agreement? Often? We remove, we delete often. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, line number 6 on 2.2. It starts on top with further allocations for emergency medical services are often the lowest across all the provinces. So let's just say we delete the proposals that we delete often, and we are the lowest across all the provinces. Agreed. Agreed. Thank you very much. Shall we move to paragraph 2.3? Okay, can you please give Honorable Member Manana the relevant set of the relevant report? Thank you very much. We are on 2.3. Any corrections? Any omissions? Done. Shall we move to 2.4? Any corrections on 2.4?
Okay.
All right. Honorable Topham?
On 2.4, the top of the second, the next page, it goes, warrants further investigation for validation of information. I'm not sure what is intended by the word validation. But I think we need to be asking also for the reasons for the abnormal growth, something like that, the word reasons, because it could be because of the litigious environment that we are in, which the Minister has spoken about, or it could be because of the declining resources, people are making more mistakes.
Okay.
That's very important. So let's maybe say for investigation, for reasons and validation, maybe for reasons and validation.
Let's contextualize this input. The committees in the page, in page 2, the last sentence, the committees are concerned that the high growth in these legal claims is extremely high and abnormal and warrants further investigation for validation of information. So the correction is validation. Okay, for reasons, for full reasons and validation. Are we in agreement? For full reasons and validation of the information. Are we happy? That's why I said I'm going to depend on your responses. So if you keep quiet, I'll wait for you until you talk to me. Are we in agreement with the input made? Agreed?
Yes.
Agreed. 2.5, any correction, any addition or omission, Honorable Member? 2.5?
Yeah, no, 2.4. I was trying to look at this sentence. It looks like there is some repetition or repetitive.
Okay, it's all
the
right.
The high growth in these legal claims are extremely high, or it's tautological or something. I've been reading it and trying to figure out what it is that it was not correct. Then.
Okay, maybe if we remove the high, say that the growth in these legal claims is extremely high. Does it make sense? Shall we then remove the high, the first high, and then leave the extremely high? Thank you very much. You are right, Honorable Member. Thank you. Very vigilant. Okay, 2.5. Are you happy? Okay, Honorable Member. 2.5 and then yourself after Honorable. Press your button. That's why, okay.
The level of accruals in most health provincial departments, it should be in most provincial departments of health.
Yes. Are we in agreement? Can we change? Yes. Are you saying yes or no? Yes. In most provincial departments of health, is, then comma, is unacceptably high. Agreed. Agreed. Honorable Member Snukwanyane?
Thank you, Chair. I was going to speak to the same statement.
Issue.
I wanted to say the level of accrual in most provincial health departments instead of health provincial departments. So that is what I wanted to say. But going further again about the major concern for communities is that the accruals are not cashback, which leads to overspending and unauthorized expenditure. Perhaps we can add overspending and unauthorized expenditure in the new financial year, because it doesn't say, because the accruals will affect the new financial year.
It does make sense. At least it does contextualize this where in the new financial year, because these are accruals coming from the previous financial year, and then you then use the new financial year's budget to service the accruals, causing over expenditure in that new financial year and also unauthorized expenditure. Are we in agreement? We then have to agree on the where do we place the health. Provincial health departments or provincial departments of health? Which one are you comfortable with?
Both are correct.
That's why I say, which one are you comfortable with? Because both. I don't want to write both.
Okay.
I want one. Provincial Department of Health. Yeah. Okay. All right. It's okay. In most provincial departments of health. Agreed. All right. Thank you very much. Even there's something wrong. The level of accruals in most provincial departments of health are unacceptably high.
No, it's a level that is unacceptable.
The level of officials, of accruals in most provincial departments of health, the level is unacceptably high. So the is remains, ne? Okay, yes. Thank you very much. Thank you. That's why we needed you here. 2.6. Any correction? Doctor?
No, I just needed to say you need to...
Can you please use your mic?
Your mic, madam. Okay.
I just needed to say we have to have a consistency in the information. If we adopt the style to say it's provincial departments of health, the same should apply to this one where, yeah, health departments, provincial health departments. We change it to provincial department of health, as in the case of 2.5.
Exchange rate fluctuations is a key contributor to the escalating cost of medicines. It's not costs.
Wait, 2.8?
Yeah, 2.7.
2.7.
The first sentence.
Oh, the first sentence?
Yeah.
Okay. The key contributor to the escalating cost. Escalating cost. Okay. Are we in agreement?
Yeah.
Agreed. Thank you very much. We then move to 2.8. Any correction? Subtraction? Honorable member?
Sorry. Can I just take you back to 2.7? The committee note the current investigation. Is it not better if you say the committee noted?
Where is it? 2.8?
Yeah, 2.7, 1, 2, 3, 4, fourth line.
2, 3, 4. The committees noted the current intervention.
Noted
sounds correct. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Right,
should we add D there? Noted that. Thank you very much. 2.8.
There's a hand. Okay, Honorable
Topham. Sorry, Madam Chair. I think right in the middle there, the sentence reads, the committee notes the concerned submissions indicate that many provincial SEM offices were very small and did not work with specifications daily, comma, that there was poor demand and procurement planning. I don't know what poor demand means, that there was poor demand for SEMM or SEM. I think that poor demand is the demand and should just fall away, that there was poor procurement planning, comma, that there were skill shortages. Carry on from that.
We remove the demand, right? Poor procurement. So we remove demand end and we retain procurement as any. Okay? Any other correction? Thank you very much. Honorable or Dr. Myself.
No.
So you're okay. Mr. Masweu.
Thanks, Chair. For demand, apologies for that, it's meant to be demand management.
Right, let's go back again and reflect on the new input that there was poor demand management. What does that mean?
What is
this English man must help us.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Makes sense.
But I do think that we don't have to do it now, but that long sentence can probably be broken up into three sentences.
Yeah.
But somebody else can do that.
Okay. Can you read the whole sentence now? The committee notes with consent. We said notes or noted.
Noted.
In here we've got it correct. Noted with consent, submissions indicating that many provincial supply chain management offices were very small. Okay, how do you start the new sentence? Please help me here. And did not work with specifications daily.
That should be the full stop.
Come again. We're very small, ne?
And did not
work with specification daily. Full stop.
Okay, the full stop must come to daily, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Comma. And did not work with specification daily.
Okay. And then that must be removed.
We can't try the sentence with that.
We remove it.
There was poor procurement planning.
Poor demand management.
Okay, there was poor demand management and procurement planning. And then even here we must do the full stop. Or and, or we then say and, comma, instead of that, and then we say and,
there were skill shortages.
There were skill shortages in supply chain management offices.
As well as poor contractors. Yeah.
And please help me there. I know we put a comma and telling, and there were skill shortages in supply chain management offices.
As well as poor
contractors and supply management.
Poor contract.
Contract.
As well as
there was
poor contract
and supplier management.
And supplier management. Is it supplier or supply management?
Supplier
management.
Supplier
doesn't make sense. Okay. Poor contract and supply management. We spoke a lot about contract management because I think we linked it with the fact that the infrastructure plans they go way beyond the time frame given for that project. So we then said that could be due to poor contract management and supply management. Yes, sir?
Maybe some, this doesn't need to be reworked. I'm sorry to break your back again. The sentence needs to be reworked.
Okay, can we ask you to rework this one as we proceed, and then later on you can then come back to us?
Let's go to 2.8.
I'm talking about 2.8. Which one do you want to rework? Which one do you want to rework? Is it 2.8?
The committee noted with concern. Okay. Submissions indicating that many provincial supply chain management offices were very small. And then you said, and it did not work according to specification. It means that because they are very small, they did not work with specification. And
that's not the message that
was. Yeah. The whole thing is not correct, the sentence. If you can't say offices are very small, hence they don't work according to specifications.
Maybe you can just say and they're small, but also
no. Are they all standard size?
I just want to make a proposal. Can somebody, because we are going to take a lot of time, can somebody rework that, taking into consideration what has been raised, that you can't say small and people then couldn't work, so that we are able, then after we are done, we then get that formulation. So I'm proposing that we go to 2.9. Yeah, whoever is there.
Okay. Shall we then get to know who is going to do the task? Come again? Or you do it?
Dr. Michel,
you do it, yes? Are you recrafting?
I'm dealing with it.
Okay. And you're going to miss out. Maybe I thought you could give it to the officials.
Yeah.
Because your participation then will be minimal as we proceed. All right? Zani, can you help us? Can you assist us with the recrafting of this office? Thank you. 2.9?
The committee noted.
The committee noted. Thank you, Honorable Manana. Yeah, we have long sentences. Efficient, comma there, and the F
Can I just read? The committee noted with concern that the district health system is not functioning optimally. Full stop. The committee's noted the critical role of districts in ensuring an equitable, efficient, and effective health system. The committee supported the financial and fiscal commission recommendation that the indirect NHI grant should be used to build capacity at district level as they are central to the implementation of the NHI. I wanted to check if that one won't be more.
So after postal services, you want us to put a full stop? Or where do you want us to? Because this sentence is too long. It goes on and on and on.
2.9.
Like postal services, full stop.
No. Can I correct? The issue of districts working like postal services, it was an example of, it's not a matter of fact. It was an example of how the challenges.
Yeah.
So I would the issue of postal services must be deleted, in fact, must be taken out of. So that's why I was proposing that reformulation of the new sentence of 2.9, which if I can read it again, I won't be fast.
Okay.
The committee's noted with concern that the district health system is not functioning optimally. Full stop. The committee noted the critical role of districts in ensuring an equitable, efficient, and effective health system. Full stop. Okay? Then the committee supported the Financial and Fiscal Commission's recommendation that the indirect NHI grant should be used to build capacity at a district level, as they are central to the implementation of the NHI. Remember that the National Department of Health did say that, among other things that are a challenge in our district system, is the issue of capacity. So I'm proposing that reformulation instead of this long-winded one.
So whose responsibility is that one? Can you please assist?
Shall we then move on? There are two that we must still come back to.
I just want to ask the word about the use of the word optimally. I wasn't around, so I don't know. Is the district health system functioning? Question. That's the first thing. If it is functioning, is it functioning as expected or optimally, which I think is a higher level? So, you know, do we want to use that word? I don't know. But for my gut feeling, all the voters I've lost in these to death, etc., I don't think they're functioning. But
can I?
Okay.
Now, the example that they gave to us was that it's not functioning accordingly. That is why we are recommending here that it needs to be functioned in a correct manner.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, that we should, maybe it was just a figure of speech about working like a post office. It's a post office not here to answer for itself. So you can't talk about that. We should just remove the post office thing, working like post office. It was meant for as a figure of speech, I think. Yeah, cancer. It doesn't do any harm.
Chairperson, it was correct what the co-chairperson was raising. They were making an example that the district were working like post office as an example, meaning that they are not functioning well.
That we should remove produced in the beginning of the second line, where it says infrastructure challenges include poor planning, substandard workmanship by contractors, and full stop. And then, if we want to talk about poor monitoring, we should start a new sentence.
Okay, agreed.
That, and I suggest that it should be put in a bit of a positive manner to say that this calls for better monitoring of infrastructure projects. And it should end there, as a just one short full sentence.
Yeah, well, if we follow your advice, then it means we'll be dropping under utilization. Mm-hmm. I think under utilized too, because we learned that there were new machines, you know, but the machines.
No, I'm saying, Chairperson. Accommodate this poor monitoring of infrastructure projects as a sentence in its own. Then you can continue and talk about underutilization and so on and so on.
We agreed, right?
Yes.
You said let's remove as a result of, right? And start the sentence afresh with a capital P. It's a poor monitoring, underutilization or non-utilization of new or upgraded infrastructure, poor contract management, lack of policies and plans for routine maintenance of infrastructure. Then what?
A verb is necessary.
Okay.
In that sentence.
I just said after reading all this until it still remains a challenge.
Okay. Yeah, monitoring and utilization of new or upgraded infrastructure, poor contract management, lack of policies and plans for routine maintenance of infrastructure remains a challenge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Same paragraph 2.10.1, where it starts with National Treasury, also indicated that there were a number. Because if you indicated there were a number, something is missing there. We added that, then it's the reader.
Agreed?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Closing of completed projects by provinces causing delays in the inclusion of projects in the asset register. Do you include or do you...
Okay, in the registration of projects in the asset register.
I just wanted to check a...
The include and registration?
Should we not say...
It's not proper language to say you are closing a project.
Okay, help us, doctor.
Yeah, so you could say that delays in handing over of completed projects, not closing.
Handing over of completed projects.
Yeah.
Are we in agreement?
Because, we say...
Agreed. Okay, agreed. Agreed.
Okay. Shall we then move
over to 10.2?
Medical equipment challenges relate to delays
in procurement processes, limited budget allocation instead of medical equipment. Is that repetitive? We cancel the second medical process for medical equipment. That one is cancelled.
Mm.
It's a repetition.
Okay, agreed? Agreed? Okay, and then processes. Honorable Member Mukonyane?
No, thanks, Honorable Chair. I was actually going to start with that one because I also identified those processes and repetition. But if you go on further down, it says limited budget allocations for procurement and maintenance, non-optimal. I think maybe we should say suboptimal or minimal rather than saying non-optimal. And then going further, it says non-optimal utilization of equipment due to deficiencies. I'm not sure what deficiencies and lack of staff, delays in maintenance of equipment and staff shortages. So there's lack of staff, there's staff shortages, there's deficiencies. I think maybe you need to just restructure that part.
Okay, anyone?
Once again, Madam Chair, I don't think we have to worry about it, but academically, somebody must just make that into two or three sentences. It's one long sentence, that.
Deficiencies here, non-optimal utilization of equipment due to deficiencies. What deficiencies? I understand lack of staff, but what deficiencies? Is it deficiency of skills or what?
I wasn't around, but I can only presume it's skill deficiencies. So let's add the word skill deficiencies.
Because that came up strong when we were
policies are written, so you don't have to. I want to suggest inadequate implementation of policies and procedures. You delete written. Inadequate implementation of policies procedures for appropriate disposal of health waste, weaknesses in internal control processes, and unnecessary applications. Yeah, I wanted to. I'm not finding any problem with it except for return. Return be deleted.
Okay, agreed? Agreed. All right, shall we now move on to 2.11? Committee. Noted. Also noted.
commission, the next sentence. It should be the committee. Also noted submission indicating that provincial department stop building facilities and rather use the available funds to maintain the current health infrastructure unless the facility is repaired. True. This came up from mid-term necessary. There is not a rush to give a state of the art buildings. We will start with renovating the existing ones and then they can move on. And even then, it's not the state of the art. Because then you, it becomes very difficult maybe to equip that state of the art and it ends up being a white elephant. You want to understand that building.
So the little problem here, Chairperson, is an assertion that a department should stop building facilities. That's not what we were saying. What we were saying is that there should be a balance between building new facilities and maintaining the existing ones. That's what I understood the discussion to be saying.
Okay. I know. Actually, what was it? We wanted
maintenance. Then they could then also, because you said you've got new hospitals, that's contradiction test, new hospitals and seriously dilapidated hospitals. They're in the same almost, you know, and then that did not create a nice balance.
If my memory serves me well, it's the National Department of Health raised the issue under revitalization. Remember that we had a problem in terms of the quality and the pace of revitalization that is taking place in provinces. It is in that context which I agree. It was not about stopping, but about ensuring that you create, I'm just lacking a better formulation, creating a balance of where should you utilize funds the most. Is it revitalizing when and then where there is a need in terms of building a new institution? But I think STOP is quite a very, so it if there can be somebody who can rephrase. But the balance was to be struck between the two, revitalizing the existing structures and building new hospitals, because it's where you are utilizing more funds when you are to build. So the DG was trying to make a point of how then to ensure that we strike that balance.
I think then what you want to maybe say is that provincial departments should guard against building facilities until current facilities are properly maintained or something like that. Because you don't want to stop them, but you really don't want to build an empty building and nobody in. So guard against.
Yeah, I don't think it was meant stop building, because even when we revitalize these facilities that are old, we try to expand them and add something to make them into ideal. So you, I mean, if you say stop, well, the clinics during the time of your, there were one room and then an ante. Now when we revitalize that, we expand it, we build around it, utilize the space. If you need to add two more rooms or three more rooms or four, or demolish and build proper, something like that, it's not a matter of stopping to.
How do you like rephrasing, let's say, the
that says should prioritize maintenance of the existing buildings above new buildings? How do you like that? Because that's what we're saying. Let's not rush to build new hospitals when there are hospitals that, instead of these hospitals being used, they also are not used because they're dilapidated.
That all the tertiary hospitals must be revitalized. That means maintenance, equipped, and staff. Right?
Okay.
We don't expand there. We have to prioritize. Then you go to the district hospitals. But the baseline which we are, must be from.
The baseline which must be taken care of is PHC, which means clinics, right? And those clinics are not available. The population has increased, and there were old clinics that were built during the time of Paul Kruger, and they are still being utilized, and they don't qualify to be converted into ideal clinics.
Help us, Baba, with this, with the correction. Honorable, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
This person is saying the committee also noted submissions indicating that provincial government should stop building facilities. Where are these submissions were coming from? The provinces were saying they need to stop. I don't think that the sentence on its own is correct.
That's why we've moved away from stop. We said either you prioritize
my question
revitalization
is
of buildings before you
submission
to the committee.
Submission.
Okay, help us then. How do you want us to find this?
This was the Department of Health to say so.
Can I? Okay, can we be assisted? There are no provinces that made submissions on the provinces made submissions on in terms of infrastructure revitalization and whatever. It's when the National Department of Health through the DG, its DG, reflected on what then becomes in terms of the National Department. What is it that they would work? Yes, instead of building new, keep on building new institutions, provinces must be encouraged to this issue of revitalization. So as I was reading this myself, I thought that this has been there was no submission by provinces. It is a response by the National Department on the issue of revitalization and maintenance of the existing, and that there are provinces that are building new hospitals that are not being utilized. So it was in that. It's only that I'm just trying to rethink. Honorable Manana is correct. There was never a submission. It's a response. So that sentence, it's either we stop in the official opening due to lack of staff for the facility, then stop. Because they never, truly honestly speaking, they never submitted this paragraph. There was no submission by provinces. It was a response by the National Department.
But you know, it's a very important point. That must be kept. Just that we need to know how to put it. Because it was about a revitalization grant, am I right? Yeah. Then how does it then get used at the provincial level?
was an advice that came from your life, from the DG. You say, the expectation is that the grant is used to maintain the existing building.
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes. Also, can we assist the client to close this one so that we don't delay by the matter?
I was suggesting that we do say that the National Department emphasized the importance of revitalizing and maintaining the existing health facilities. But we don't say, because they never said department must stop building new ones. So that's the part we must really avoid, because even the National Department didn't say stop.
Yeah, you've made that point. So that's why we're trying to recoin this sentence.
Madam Chair, I think the recoining you've already phrased, and maybe just to correct that other part, we can say also notes a departmental response or submission, I think it's okay, blah, 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 and then you say what you reword. That sorts out, I think, except that point about the prioritizing of clinics, that's a separate point.
The National Department of Health emphasized that the provincial department should strike a balance between building new facilities and maintain the existing ones.
Can we also do it emphasized?
Emphasized. The committee is emphasized, yes. At the time when we engaging, we emphasize that every province, so we remove the F there. Every province needs.
Madam Chair, can I suggest you take out the word furthermore, the start of the second sentence, just make it rural provinces.
All right, yes, let's consider the consistent. Dr.
But the next sentence is talking about provinces who are facing difficulties in retaining medical professionals, not in rural areas, but in rural provinces.
Okay. Is there anything like rural province?
Yes.
Urban province?
Yes.
Eastern Cape is categorized as a rural. KZN is categorized as a rural. Part of it, it's yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
So it's a
rural province.
Madam Chair, I think we should stick with areas.
Chair, there are no rural provinces. There are rural areas in the provinces.
Mm-hmm.
There are no rural provinces. You can't say Etegwini, Newcastle, all the other towns, and these are rural towns. They are cities, but there are rural areas in certain provinces.
Including Gauteng. There are rural areas. So, for instance, in, let's say, Bronkhorstspruit, they have difficulty retaining. So let's just cover both. An area includes a province.
Okay. I just want us to debate this
forever and ever. So shall we then agree on this one? What are we using? Rural areas or rural provinces?
Rural
areas.
Can I suggest, Chair, we stick with rural areas, because at times I'm finding it, when it suits us, we say rural provinces. When we say it's about it, this thing of Eastern Cape, KZN, Mpumalanga.
No.
And I'm just making an example, Northern Cape being vastly rural.
She's protected?
Yeah, can I be protected, Chair?
I'm
saying, when as individual public representatives, when we interact, there will always be this competition. Now I'm finding it. It's the first time that it's so highly contested, the issue of rural province and rural area. Why don't we then, for sake of progress, we say in rural areas, we will discuss about other things at another time when we are, because I don't want us to go there. It's going to take us time. So if the issue is that it's in rural areas, that is fine.
No.
Chairperson, earlier on I indicated that these two sentences are different. Here we're talking about emergency health services remain a concern, especially in rural areas. Fine. Furthermore, rural provinces, you know, people are moving from rural provinces to urban provinces precisely because there is also a discrepancy in the money that they are getting. Not the same. That is why they are moving from those provinces to another province.
Thank you, Chair. No, I just wanted to say, under normal circumstances, when the department talks about rural provinces, they mean three provinces. Mm-hmm. But in this case, we are talking about rural areas. But when you say rural provinces, it is the terminology that the department and government under general is using to refer to three provinces, KZN, Eastern Cape, and Limpopo.
Mm-hmm.
No, it doesn't fall under that category.
All right. Please help me now with a way forward. Rural, your hands are up and then rural. Those that we're speaking now must help me to round up. Whether rural, province, or rural area. Thank you. Doctor, and then Doctor Chebiwayo, and then Honorable Tokens.
In all provinces, there are rural areas and there are urban areas in all provinces, even in Gauteng, which is the smallest province. We have rural areas and we have urban areas. And even there is no province which you can say, this is a rural province. There is none. And there are areas in KwaZulu-Natal which are urban and areas which are rural. Right? So people move from rural to urban in the same province because it's just different areas where they feel they can find jobs. But to say there is a rural province in South Africa, it's a misnomer.
Okay, I also needed to say that, to say according to geographical strategical terms, each and every province has got its own social levels. You will find rural areas in those provinces where we say they are urban. So there's never a rural province, but there's rural areas within provinces. Thanks.
Honorable... No,
Madam Chair, I'll go with the majority. I'm not really worried. But I think areas covers provinces. Okay, but it doesn't really matter. If it's provinces, doesn't cover areas. So if you want to err, I'd rather err on the side that covers both sides of the equation, if you ask me. But I think it's very important, a new point has been raised, that obviously came out, that's not in this report, about different pay grades. Is that not a reason for part of the problems that the department is facing? Should we put it as a separate paragraph? And I also think that there's a constitutional issue here, because the Constitutional Court many years ago said that you can't have different rates of social welfare pay in different areas, for instance. So theoretically, is it constitutional to have different rates of pay in different geographic locations? And so maybe that's a separate point that needs to be considered. Sorry.
No, Chair, in closing it, I just want to bring back our minds, because that clause, the issue about emergency health services was more about the accessibility, the retaining of staff, and the attracting of health professionals in those areas, because I think there's one MEC there's one MEC from Limpopo who raised that thing, that they don't have they are finding it difficult to retain staff because of how the province is geographically is. That is why you find that most of them, they come and work in Cape Town. Groteskeer was one of them. In terms of the emergency health services, the MEC of the Eastern Cape said they had to have more fleet, a certain type of fleet, because its province has got the eastern side of the Eastern Cape. It's more rural, and therefore, for people, so I just wanted to humbly, it's not about how we see the terminology, it's about the accessibility of the skills to those areas. That is why there is also an example of these three provinces. Thank you for correcting Northern Mpumalanga, Limpopo,
and the distance in terms of Northern Cape. So I'm not quite sure what I will argue. If we are arguing rural provinces, so that we don't sit here until tomorrow, we delete that, we say rural areas, and we move. I want to propose that, Chair.
Okay.
Question. The retention of doctors, I presume, is that South African trained doctors or doctors in general, including the Cuban doctors? That sentence. However, the Commission welcomes the fact that the number of doctors has been largely retained. And is it relevant? I'm not sure whether you're speaking about, because this whole paragraph is about the Cuban doctors, and then we go on.
I think the prelude to this is Cuban doctors.
So, do we have 19,684 Cuban doctors? 800, can't be.
No, the Honourable Member can't say it can't be, because the number is the number that is in the database of the Department of Health. So they are all over. So I'm saying questioning the number is going to be a problem. They are that retention reflect to the doctors that have been trained there.
Sorry, that's what I was saying, Madam Chair. That can't be 19,000 Cuban doctors. That must be all the doctors that we've trained.
Yeah, I think here we must reflect carefully. The 19,864 Cuban doctors. It sounds a bit exaggerated. And you must remember, what we had here, was a shortage of doctors. Now, this report talks about 19,000 Cuban doctors, or what do I say? Can you correct this one so that it's clear on what we want to say in this report? Dr. Maisela?
Yeah. I just want to, not the semantics of it, but I just want to correct the sentence. The Cuban doctors program is benefiting the health sector. It's not reaping benefit. You know, that is completely weird. It's benefiting the health sector. That just a sentence about the essence of
what we are saying, and it's another story. Because we are talking about a specific program here.
Benefiting the health sector.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly with that. And I actually think we're getting two different things confused in one paragraph here. So if we split this into two paragraphs, we'll probably sort it out. Because effectively the Cuban doctors is only the first sentence. Thereafter, it's all about our training. And I think that's what this is going around. Or it maybe it's not even relevant. You should just leave it. Because it doesn't really matter if they're Cuban doctors or all doctors, I suppose. But it almost gives the effect that we are retaining Cuban doctors, and that's not what's been said here. if you think about it, probably can work it out. So.
No, my apologies. I think it's correct. The 19,864 is the total number of doctors in the country as of 2016. But in that, the concern that have been observed was that Limpopo is declining, and that decline was more about how geographically Limpopo is and where now doctors want to come to areas like the urban areas, and Western and Gauteng is one which was. So it may be it's in the main this was to talk about the program of the Chupen doctors, how it is then benefiting in the sector, which also talks about maybe the issue of planning. I'm just trying to understand what that paragraph is saying after the just the very first sentence. I'm not quite sure. Maybe the drafters will try and assist us in that.
And this is the moment where we must correct and all agree on the correction. Anything? Yes. Okay. Yes. Mr. Maswell.
Thanks, Chairperson. I would propose, in line with Honorable Member Topaz as well, yes, the first part does speak to the Cuban Doctors Program. The last part we can separate into two paragraphs, because the last part speaks to the doctors in the system as a whole. It's not specific to the Cuban Health Program only. That's my submission. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. Agreed?
I just to clarify, so the first sentence is just going to be a paragraph by itself. And then I think the second paragraph should be, and kill the words, this requires, because that doesn't make sense. And we start with a capital E for enhanced human resource planning from all provincial health departments is required, full stop, and carrying on like that. Then I think it's easier to understand.
So,
yeah, is required. Just put it at the end.
Okay.
Because it doesn't.
The first sentence, the Cuban Doctors Program, and the second sentence that you've just corrected now, enhanced human resource planning, and the third one, following the completion of their training, they are all interlinked. They speak to the Cuban Doctors Program, that after the completion of the course, as they get onto the system, they add on to the cost of employment of the pressure that was noted in the submissions we received in the hearings themselves, that COEs are under pressure. Now the second sentence will start at however, but now because it's starting a new paragraph on its own, we remove however, then we'll just say proposal is the committees welcome the fact that the number of doctors has been largely retained with around 19,000 doctors within the public health system as at the end of the decline. Yes, and then we begin the committee's welcome. Okay.
The second line, this requires enhanced human resource planning from all provincial health departments, must be removed from where it is, and we find space for it somewhere, maybe at the end of the paragraph.
Okay.
Because he doesn't speak to the Cuban doctors.
Okay. Okay. Are we in agreement? Honorable
Shanda
Solid?
Agreed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Can I add a new paragraph? It'll be a paragraph 2.19 effectively, and as in line with what was said earlier, the committee noted the problems caused by the different pay grades between different different staff. It's a new finding.
Okay.
We don't have it there. I'm just suggesting it. Committee notes.
Give me a chance and then we will.
I wanted. Yes. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because there's a finding that was obviously came out. Because the other member mentioned it, so I think it's important. The committee notes the problems caused by the different pay grades between different staff in. Sorry, that doesn't really right. Between staff in different provinces, and the difficulties this causes in relation to retention and attraction, something like that. Because it seems to be that the different provinces are paying different amounts, and therefore it's competing.
There you are, Honourable Member, the intervention.
Poche? I don't remember.
I'm the one who was making an example. But they never said it, so.
I withdraw it.
Point 8.
If we just say the government opens a pharmaceutical company, it doesn't mean much, because they'll still purchase those items from abroad and come and into the company. But if we say they manufacture pharmaceutical product, no, the company to manufacture pharmaceutical products, it is better. It makes.
And that's 1.7.
Yes.
Yes.
It's 1.6.
Oh, 1.6?
Yeah. You see, we must spell it out what we want, that this pharmaceutical company must manufacture pharmaceutical products here. Because if we just say it must have a pharmaceutical company, it's still the same thing.
Chair, the members from the portfolio committee will correct me. At some point in the fifth administration, there was a decision that government should establish its own manufacturing pharmaceutical company. And at some point, South Africa and Switzerland were about to enter into an agreement to establish that manufacturing pharmaceutical company. Now, I'm not aware where that process is, but the point I'm driving at is that the point must be made that government must establish that manufacturing pharmaceutical company as urgently as is possible. Because remember, that is what the provinces were saying as well, decrying the fact that they were purchasing medicines at exorbitant prices, importing them from outside.
In the fourth part.
What's your point? I know you've given us the background. Now we want to know how did we resolve in that meeting. Something else to say, yes, this is one of the priorities. But in that meeting, what did we say?
That's the point, John, I'm saying. Provinces were very emphatic that government must build this manufacturing pharmaceutical company.
Yes.
And the National Department was not opposed to that idea.
Mm.
And therefore, ours is to recommend that must be done as quickly as is possible.
Okay. Right. I know you wanted to speak earlier on. Can I allow you? And then Mr. Honorable.
No, I just wanted to make an example to in supporting MAST. Remember that the National Department of Health has got a gross shortage of what is this vaccine of BCG, and because it being ordered outside the country and it's very expensive, so the issue of the government have a pharmaceutical company, it's more needed, more than before. I just wanted to make that example that it's also a challenge in terms of that, among other things. So I agree with Comrade Gwabas.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Sorry, Ash. Just obviously, this is quite a political point, so my participation doesn't mean I'm in favor or against the part of the party, so we understand that. It's just for working purposes. We were just I think this formulation is correct. To look at the feasibility, Because remember, we can't just start to manufacture a drug that's patented in America, you know, for instance. So there's, you know, we can't just go and open up a thing and start to steal a patent, effectively. So there's going to be a lot of costs involved, and I don't think anybody's intended for us to break international trade agreements and things like that. So maybe this is the correct wording for now, that there must go into the feasibility of a pharmaceutical company, not necessarily a pharmaceutical manufacturing company, because it might just be a company that gets the licenses to grant South African manufacturing companies the right to do it, etc.
So we accept
we have private companies here that manufacture pharmaceutical products, a lot of entities, and doing feasibility and things like that doesn't take, it's not a brainer. We don't need to go and buy IP somewhere, and in fact we can get into competition with them, and yeah, we're not talking about private things, we're talking about building our own, you know. But unfortunately, in this portfolio here today, I mean, in these committees, we are trying to see what is best for the nation, not what is best for business.
Yeah.
You know? If we can get done with the businesses and do it ourselves for the nation, so be it, so let it be done. You know, we are not here, there's no businessman in here whom we are trying to defend. Businessmen are our people. We like them. But where we feel we can do to enhance them, we can do and get them to sell to us. There's no problem. The government can subsidize that. But we want this the government has been talking about. It's not only here, but in other departments as well, that there is a need to have a government pharmaceutical company that manufacture maybe even generics, instead of buying them at exorbitant price.
Okay. I'm trying to manage time now. Remember, we borrowed this room at 5 o'clock sharp. The people who must come in here. So, this is a borrowed room. So, we now on item number 6. So, if we can tie and be short and to the point, now we want to help us. Also, we don't take 6 and we...
Yeah, I just wanted to support Dr. Maisela because this thing is being discussed internationally. I think even Professor Joseph Stiglitz has written on that, the need to, for countries, especially developing countries, to do exactly that, because there is it is almost impossible for some countries to get cancer medicines because the American companies are so expensive.
Okay.
People die and they can't get medicine.
So, Dr.
I just want to point out that this doesn't stop the production. But if you put production in, you stop all other options as well. So why do you leave it as it is to reduce the cost of procuring medicines, full stop? Delete the abroad, because that's the purpose. The pharmaceutical company must reduce the cost of medication in South Africa, whether that includes manufacturer, stealing patents, buying an agency, whatever it is. Nationalization, that's later to be decided. So why limit it to manufacturing? That includes manufacturing. And I think take out the abroad, because we want to reduce the cost of medication in South Africa.
Okay.
Right. 317,
can I?
Before we pass, I just want to understand the Honourable Member. Is it in his
input now. Is he suggesting that the sentence and the sentiments echoed that we must have a government pharmaceutical company? Are you? Is it where you are having a problem?
Oh. I'm just saying. Remember, I said I'm not supporting the idea or in principle. I'm just saying the wording here. Okay. So, if you were to say a government manufacturing pharmaceutical company, you're limiting this proposal. So just leave it as it is, and just because this allows you to still manufacture or do whatever you want to. And I think just take out the broad at the end. You know, because the intention is for this government pharmaceutical company to reduce the cost of procuring medicines, full stop.
To reduce the cost of importing medicines at exorbitant prices.
We are trying to make recommendations to the government here that they should manufacture pharmaceutical products.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what we are up to. If you say no, you are not for, you don't support that, fine, you don't support it, but that's what we are here for to do. And last week Aspen was brought to book for collusion with some medications, and they said no, they just increased the prices because in line with whatever line they think they were thinking, and that's what we try to avoid.
Just a little, line number 3, 1, 2, 3, implementation of partnerships with national, after monitoring and evaluation, ensure that this, you see, I think that is needed there. Now, after the ensure that the development.
Okay. I think we're done. Can we move to 3.1.10?
Yes.
Investigate and implement. Should be investigates. 3.1.10.
Honorable Ngonzo,
yeah.
The problem is that you spoke without lifting your hand and directing us exactly where are you. So we're a bit lost where you are talking to.
3.1.10.
Yeah, okay.
I'm saying.
Investigate.
Yes.
The department investigates.
And implement.
And implement.
Implement.
Provinces and enhance intergovernmental planning structures and
all of us, including benchmarking to ensure the delivery of a uniform health services. Is a uniform health service or delivery of uniform health services? A or just uniform?
Uniform.
Okay.
Uniform.
Right?
12? No, let's check. Go to that. 4 hours. It should be 4 hours.
Yeah, it's not 4 hours, not 4 hours.
Okay.
I'm done.
All right. Now 12. Did you want to say something?
Sorry. What is that?
Oh. The forum.
Forum.
I know within the Department of Arts and Culture, there are people who are trained to go to different departments to educate them with regards to record keeping.
Okay.
So if we are not involving them as a Department of Health, they will never know what is the importance of it.
Yeah.
In consultation.
Department of Health?
In consultation with the Department of Arts and Culture.
Is partnership or in consultation?
Well, both. As Bonnie and Gucci says, they done love.
But yeah, we can see this. Not my young man, you move with the daughter. Is it correct?
In partnership.
Mm-hmm. Partnership, okay. Mm-hmm. I think partnership is much better. Okay.
Overweight and underpaid.
So, Madam Chair.
Overweight and underpaid.
Madam Chair? Two more.
This is a good suggestion. If it's a good suggestion to train archivists, let's put it loud and clear here that
in partnership with the Department of Arts, and Culture,
to train health centers on archiving, health facilities on
record keeping,
on record keeping.
The Arts and Culture, not education.
No.
Maybe it's lost somewhere. The context of this filing in terms of the health sector is that the Department of Health has already engaged in a system of record keeping. I will make an example. It's just the name has just I've got a mental block. I'm coming from PE. I'll be seen in Tigerberg. I go and consult in Tigerberg. They will press my ID number and my whole profile is there. I go to Limpopo. When I go there, I am pressed. The whole, so it's, we're trying with the secretary to try to bring the committee in what is it that the department, the patient information, whatever, system is. It's not within the context of this archiving, but it's about dealing with patients' records that are lying all over. That is why in the findings you say nurses are filling a register as 10 per day.
Yeah.
So this is trying to. It's only that it's how it's being. It's how it's being crafted. So I just wanted to
what's
make
the terminology, that. Doctor? Tell me why.
No. I'm not talking about archiving. I know what there are archivists in the Department of Arts and Culture who goes around teaching other departments. That is why I'm saying in partnership with them. Because I know most of the people, they don't know how to keep records and the importance of keeping it.
Can I make a proposal?
So that for future, it is going to be important that maybe we have, even if it's just a short meeting with appropriations outside this, to take you through of what the Department of Health is doing in terms of record keeping. I think it's going to be important. That's why I'm saying I'm not downplaying what you are saying, but the context of record keeping within the health sector. That's why you find us a little bit uncomfortable. We're not downplaying that, but they have got a system, and we will, at an appropriate time, we will.
Okay, can I please control the committee?
Can we request the secretariat just to check, because I think this input was made by the DG. Just to ask about that facility, that was referring to, say this one would be the best, so that if people go to different health facilities, they're trained. Even if the tablet, maybe was using certain tablets, you get to, and then you don't know your tablet. When they press, so you'll be able to pick up what tablet you were prescribed. What is that called?
That's a
yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, okay. So can you coin it in such a way that the database comes up?
I think there's two different points here. This point here is one separate issue. What's been raised there is definitely in the findings, but we don't have a recommendation. So I would suggest something like that an integrated national patient database be implemented or something like that. And then,
but not all facilities.
Because in the findings we said that they're not linked, etc. Yeah. So be implemented and rolled out to all facilities. And rolled out to all facilities. And then I think when it comes to the dot, the archive, I think I'm picking up here, not having been there, that they argue that part of the reasons for the medical legal costs is because we've been sued and we can't find records, etc. Okay, so that's a separate issue. And I don't think we should prescript the department as to how, what they should do, the training and the education outreach program. So what you're saying is right, the Department of Health embarks on a training and education outreach program to all facilities to teach them how to properly file records, full stop. My concern, though, is that nowhere in any of these implementations, you know, you won't be sued if somebody doesn't do something wrong. So you can't, you know, if I don't negligently let somebody die in childbirth, if I can't find the records later, it's a different story completely. So none of these recommendations anywhere, we've got something like that. About the caption data, but maybe on the previous one I made about the integrated database rollout to all things, and the scanning of all documentation or something like that into that database, so that also, yeah, so that and the conversion of all hard copy documents into electronic format and a process to convert, I mean, be implemented. But then you should never lose the data because it's on the.
I think the digitalization of the patient's data is going on. There are about 5 million people on the record now that are captured, and they are captured on a daily basis systematically. But here, I think we're talking about archiving, not having a database. But is that, yeah. But the record now, if they are stored in some server somewhere. You won't be, even if you steal it, you can still retrieve from the server. That's not a big deal. That's why they are speeding it up to try and convert all the record capturing. There are people who are employed to capture data in the facilities, just capturing data only and putting it in.
We need to add a with in the last sentence, dealing with, yes. And once again, I'm just pointing out that it seems that we're shifting the blame the whole time to other things.
Okay. Are the national
National Department of Health prioritize the refurbishment and maintenance of existing health infrastructure. We're not repeating ourselves here over the building of new health infrastructure because I thought you would be able to. Also, the finding.
Yeah.
So now this is the recommendation.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming. Okay, 3.2. 2.1. All provincial developments of health have costed organograms.
Yes.
Places that these are aligned with programs and by the manager. Okay? You know, no. The issue here was they are supposed to be endorsed by public service. Yes, by medical public service. DPSA. Organograms have only approved by DPSA. And we found that people are just having out organograms, they put it to them without approval by DPSA. So, can we correct that one? How are we correcting? The department, the must make sure that their organograms are approved by the TSA. It is a standard procedure. You can't just decide on an organogram and then start implementing without approval by the TSA. Because remember, TSA will also evaluate the weight of the different position and also endorse on the number of senior members of staff that are needed for those particular programs. Okay? 2.2? Okay.
Yes.
2.3? Did we say all funded vacant posts are remain?
I don't remember. I remember some of our critical.
Due to, we must remember there's the cost containment and also the lowering of the budget was committing. So how to also reduce the funding. So here, the emphasis has been on critical vacant posts. Must be created.
Sorry, but I think in health that we had, we just said all vacant posts, irrespective of whether the...
No, we said that public service, BFA.
No, critical is correct. In health, there are other posts that are not critical, all of them. A clerk post is critical. Mm.
Critical,
eh?
It's not.
Like a doctor post.
The cleaner is critical.
Cleaner is critical.
Can I suggest, Chair, because we will have different interpretations. And I don't want us to labor as we did in rural. In health, because a doctor can never see a patient who does not have a name and a folder. And who must produce a folder? It's a clerk. So it's quite...
Okay, let's
it's quite,
say
if
all,
it's
critical
all,
posts.
All critical posts. Yes.
Let me check.
I'm okay.
Can't use money, don't have. Let me check. I'm okay with that, but linked to this point is on the previous version, there's two versions given to us. There's something that's been left off that I think is important, so I don't know why it's been left off. Yeah, it says that the Department of Health ensured that allocations for training is equitable and capacity expanded in some provincial departments. That one. Why do we leave it out of this one? Is there a reason? Because I think it's an important thing and linked to what that informal discussion we had earlier. Because I would like to add that in here if possible,
okay.
As well as...
Agreed.
Yes.
then depart from this one. So if, in terms of that certain one,
yeah.
That one came recently,
yeah.
From the committee, the health committee. If you feel you need to add that, we are free. Government members agree with that?
I got it. I got it for the first time today as well. So I've just noticed that they've left off this one on the final version here, and it's that the Department of Health ensure that allocations for training is equitable and capacity expanded in some provincial departments without hampering institutions which are currently producing doctors, dentists, and other professionals. Full stop. And I thought we should also add, and the practice of freezing training positions be treated with extreme caution and avoided wherever possible, because that's what's given us the lack of skills in the hospitals.
Two, we should just stop at health sector. The rest are just tautological. We don't need them. No, develop and implement innovative mechanism for reducing cost and enhancing efficiencies in the main cost drivers of health in the health sector. That's all. That there is oil and that there is gas and all sorts of things is not really important.
But if we don't become specific, these people might also, you know,
taking for granted. Not expand to take care of the laboratories, because we said there's a shortage of health laboratory services, medicine, medical supply.
Madam Chair, but of course you add the words "and though not limited to." You, that's an unlimited list in any event. Exactly. So it's just an example. So I support the member. Full stop.
Sector-wide, government-wide information.
For the sociology, right? So which one do you want us to do?
Thanks, Chairperson. Thanks, Honourable Members. 2.8. The committees were of the view that an efficient, effective and intelligent health sector supply chain management system can help in significantly improving the quality of healthcare. Full stop. The committees noted with concern submissions indicating that many provincial SCM offices were very small. Full stop. The SCM offices did not work with specifications daily and there was poor demand management and procurement planning. Full stop. The committees noted that work was underway on the feasibility of private-public partnerships which were affordable. Full stop. And then we go to 2.9.
The committee is noted with concern that the district health system is not functioning optimally, full stop. The committee is noted the critical role of districts in ensuring an equitable, efficient, and effective health system, full stop. The committee supported the Financial and Fiscal Commission's recommendation that the indirect NHI grant should be used to build capacity at district level as they are central to the implementation of the NHI, full stop. That ends the...
Yeah, I did.
Thank you.
No, sorry, Chair. No, Chair. No, Chair. Honourable Maisela, it then means we'll have to do all the... Are you redoing the whole thing again? I just want to check because you said another version. That's what I want to check from you, Chair.
Okay. So that let me say he is
Didn't we say... What did we agree on? We agreed on correcting this, right?
Yeah.
And then...
Is that correct?
Yeah.
And we are trying to say, maybe we should put it the other way. That's what we wanted to correct. Unless, because he corrected it, it's correct. Fine.
There's no need for us to say, let's go back. You would have said to them, please correct these things so that we don't go back.
Can I make a proposal, Chair? Because we have we are subject for correction. What we have then adopted jointly is the report because we were both there.
Yes.
Now, in terms of the minutes, because on health we didn't don't think we've gone through. So I was going to propose that can we, maybe at your time in the committee, you will adopt the minutes. We will forward whatever we then, whether even in adopting minutes, we must adopt them jointly. I'm not quite sure because we have not read them. So I'm worried. I don't like to adopt minutes that I haven't read.
Okay. There's a proposal on the table.
And the issue.
What's your take?
Yeah. Okay.
Support it. The proposal. The proposal by
Let's just clarify what the chairperson of the portfolio committee has said. So that we do things correctly. The chairperson of the portfolio committee says, let's all of us look at the minutes and then feed into the amendments. And they would allow the portfolio, the standing committee, to then adopt the minutes in its meeting. Am I interpreting you correctly? With your inputs having come through. Okay, if that is the what we are accepting, it's fine, so that we have that understanding.
That's great.
I remember when I was doing my final examinatrix, when my principal said, there are no shortcuts in life.
Because you might find that later you come back and you pay dearly. Now, all that I will accept is...
No, can I correct, Chair? I said I am subject to correction because it's the first time that we said we adopted the report. If then we are to adopt minutes jointly, it is fine. But we can't do them now because we have not read them. Then I then said, not unless you are, I said, and because I can never say things must be done shortcut. It can't be. And I think you misunderstood me.
I didn't say anyone.
If no, it's because I made that proposal. I have to defend my integrity. If then we are to jointly adopt the minutes, we won't then be able to do it now because of time. Because it means we must read jointly, come back and sit jointly and adopt the minutes.
It sounds like the most appropriate way of dealing with this thing. We can't adopt the report together and then go and adopt the minutes separately. So as the chair, my rule would be, let's go and read the minutes and just have, I think one, even if it's between one and two, we just quickly go through the minutes and we adopt the minutes. To me, that would be the most appropriate way of dealing with the matter, so that we are not found to have bent the rules. Agreed? Okay. So the secretaries will then facilitate. It should not take long. Even tomorrow between 1 and 2.
We won't be, Chair, I'm sorry, because we've got such a marathon of a day tomorrow. So we will, let's see what we can do, but it definitely it would be very difficult. It would be impossible for tomorrow on our side. We've got a couple of minutes of meetings.
So even between 1 and 2.
No, Shilo, we don't have a problem because we are humbly requesting the blame must not be apportioned to health in terms of the late adoption of this report. Both we had problems, both were looking addressing the issue of the budget vote. So I'm not taking it kind that the report has been delayed in adoption because of us. Both committees had problems, were engaged with other matters. I want that record to be put straight.
Can we can we consider Thursday morning from 9 to 10 and we are done, so that we put these minutes aside? Is it possible? No, 9 to 10. Parties start their caucuses at ten. So I'm saying 9 to 10. We're done and we go to our different caucuses.
Yeah.
Would that be fair?
Sure. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, you know what, I promise you. If you come here at 9, by 9:30, we'll be done. But then do your homework. Because when you come here, we are not going to read, we're going to look at corrections and thereafter adoption of the minutes. Thank you very much, honorable members, and thank you for your time.
Long live the chair. I'll call Mahala. Can you take this back for me to the door? Hey, I'm being overwhelmed. And this is abuse of members.
By the staff.
Wait, it's impossible, man.